Terrence Freeman is about to be the first Republican city councilman in decades to represent Jacksonville's District 10. He was just appointed by Governor Rick Scott to replace indicted Democrat Reggie Brown. Local Democrats are fuming, but Freeman doesn't consider the job a partisan one. Democratic political consultant Obi Umuna says Freeman may have a tough time convincing his new Northwest Jacksonville constituents that he'll represent them faithfully.
If you look at what people are saying, is first, it's an appointment by Governor Scott, which is a person who isn't really liked in that community. And second, you're appointing a Republican. Third, you're appointing someone who has not lived in the district. And I think people are a little bit upset with that appointment for those reasons.
Umuna has consulted and polled for African-American candidates around Florida, including his hometown of Jacksonville. He says in today's polarized local environment, he has to draw a contrast with Republicans like Mayor Lenny Curry. But Freeman, who once worked for Council President Aaron Bowman, doesn't see it that way.
And it's been said before, and I apologize for the cliche, but I served in City Hall for 2 years, and I know this cliche to be true now, having answered the phone and spoken with constituents, is that there are no Republican potholes or Democratic potholes. When residents call with a concern, it is not a concern of political affiliation.
Freeman says he hasn't decided whether he'll run for election next year, but does intend on holding town hall meetings with residents throughout the next 10 months he's in office. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.